means we are continuing our previous shir, where we saw some bombs dropped on Rashi. Rashi in Yevamis, the Vav Amud Beis, says that there's a Havamina of Rav Nassan that you might think that you're only Chayav Skila when you're Mechalel Shabbos with all the Malachas. And the Havara comes to tell you, no, each one individually. So we said that's against the Gemara in Shabbos that says it's talking about Chiyuv Chatos, and it's against the Pasuk, which says that once Chayav Misa for every Malacha, and it's against Rashi and Sanhedrin, Lamed Ham and Beis, where Rashi himself says it's talking about Chiyuv Chatos. And what's Bechlal the Havamina that you have to do all the Malachas in order to be Chayav Skila? We had a lot of problems with this Rashi. Now, as we are going to continue again based on the Torah of Moreinu Barabeinu, I'm going to go to Reitzach Manzatzal from the Kushya, the Kasha, and from the Sugya in Shabbos. Tosfos there in Shabbos, the Rashi Yachol and Tosarosh, and look also in the Ritz from the Ran, they say that the Girsa in Shabbos is about the minion of Lamites Malachas. That Salkadaitach, you might think that you might need. That you need this minion to tell you that you're only mischayev if you did all of the malachas. So you see that there is such a habamina, so kamash planavar to tell you not. And they bring that's also what the Mechilta says. And comes the Lo Sivar, and that's mafkia, such a habamina that you need all the malachas. So in other words, we were bothered by Rashi, it's Rashi's against the Sugya and Shabbos. So we have a girsa like that in Tosfos. There's also a mechilta like that. Upele shelo yurvizeh amar shalva reim u'astan Rashi. Just look on the other side, kick around the other side of the Gemara. Necessarily have our Vilna Shas, but the point is that Tosfos brings such a girsa. V'im zoi gam girsas Rashi arei lo kosher klal mi'asugya sham. Shrei Rashi pireish mamish kemosh kasvi sham ha'tosfos ligros ken besugya. So Rashi has the girsa of Tosfos. So Rashi in Yevamis isn't shver that he says you would have a havamina to say that you have to do all the malachas in order to be chayiv misa, because there is such a havamina in the Girsa and Tosfos. However, mipashtis divrei Rashi sham, b'Shabbos it's not mashma that he's learning like that. V'kach kosvav haritva b'Shabbos shegirsis Rashi legabe behele mechot, that it's talking about where you did it all in one forgetting and being chayiv one chatas. And it's not talking about skilas. That's not Pashtus Divrei Rashi. So now we have a problem. We have the Mechilta that's brought by Tosfos. Shel hedya mefurish hanidon al chiyuv skila b'malacha achas. V'hadar yikshek kushya samar shal. How can you have such a havamina? What's the havamina of the Mechilta? That we have a discussion of whether you have to do all the malachas in order to be chayiv skila. It says in the Torah that if you do a malacha, the person does a malacha, he's chayiv misa. So how could you have such a havamina? What's the havamina of the mechilta brought by Tosfos? B'chein tamua, kachikshu rabbi kiva eger v'as v'asemes, al divrei atosis ayin sham, sharei mefurash, b'divrei rav nasan b'braisa b'shabes sham, me'a pasuk, shall b'charish u'b'katzi or tishbos, shall omdim mizeh, shechayavim al charish v'katzir levad. We have in the Braisa that you're chayav just for the charish and the katzir. So there can't be a havamina that you need to do all 39. Because it says al charish v'al ktsira chayiv shtayim. You're chayiv for each one individual, you're chayiv achatas, and memeli you're also chayiv skila. So once we have b'charish u'b'katsir, say Rabbi Kivager in the Sfas Emes, which you have a good, very strong litvak like Rabbi Kivager, and a chassidish rebbe like the Sfas Emes, so it doesn't really matter which side you go, you're you have the kasha asked on both groups. So once you have Chorashu Katz, you're telling you, that you're Chayiv Shtayim. So what's the Havim Minu B'chalal that you need to do all 39 Melachas to be Chayiv Misa? It's Mefurish that you don't need to do all 39. So how did Tosis write there in Shabbos and Rashi and Yevamos, but Divrei Rav Nosson, that if not for the Krav Havara, you would think that it's only Usser if you do all 39 Melachas? Ve'enom nam, says Moreno of Rabbeinu Zatzal, Dayen Mechil Tekan Shechein Danu Shem Mehaikra Visa Shem De Mehaikra V'mina Da Kolpanim Bo Yishtayim. So somehow the Mechilta says that from this pasuk of Bechor Shev Katzir Tishbos, so maybe you need to do at least not all 39, but at least two in order to be Chayiv Skila. But that's against our Gemara. Our Gears in the Gemara has that on Harisha and Ktsira, you're Chayiv Shtayim. That you're Chayiv for each one individually. You can't say that you need both of them, because our Gemara learns that you're Chayiv for each one individually. And the Gemara just says, you might think Harisha and Ktsira, you're Chayiv Shtayim, and then the rest, two Karbanas, and then the rest of the Malachas, you're only Chayiv one. So that Mechilta is against our Girsa. Because the Mechilta says that you'll be chayiv for every two. Shall kol shtayim chayivu. But our Gemara has that on Chorish and Katzir you're chayiv for each one individually, and then on the rest of them, eino chayiv el achas. That for all of them together, not for two like the Mechilta says, for all of them together you're chayiv one carbon. And that also doesn't stem with what we see in Tosis. To say that in order to be chayiv, you need to do two malachas. Tosis learns from the minyan that maybe in order to be chayiv, you need to do all 39 malachas. And if it's true that you're chayiv for two, and hadar yiksha de minyana de lam tes lamali. So what do you need the minyan of 39 for? I get it if you have a havamina that 39 is to tell you that you need to do all 39, but why the two? And that's also against what we see in Tosas Daf Ayin, Dibur Masra al Harisha. That from the Pasuk of Bukharish Kratzer Tishbos, you learn that you're chayav al kol echad bifnei atzma. How could you have a havamina that you're only chayiv if you do two malachas? When, like the Marshal asked, it says kol malacha lo sasu. It's mashma one malacha. Vein mashikase b'zerach l'ner b'yavamis. So again, we're left in this quagmire with Rashi and with Tosis. What's pshat? You need to do all the malachas. Kol malacha lo sasu. Every malacha is mechayiv misa. The whole din of the Gemara is only gabe karban chatas. If you do them all behelim echad, maybe you're only chayiv one chatas. So based on what we said earlier, in the earlier shir, this is the third siyata d'shmaya of Niflos Mitaras Hashem, we can say b'das Rashi as follows. Shibavadai, it says kol malacha lo yisasu. So each malacha is an isser that's mechayiv skila. like the Maharshal, asserted so clearly and forcefully and cogently. I like that word. But Salka Daitach, you might think that since we learn Eila Hadvarim, that the Shem Malachas Chal, because they have Cheshivus when they were done in the Mishkan, that's what we were talking about in the previous Shiurim, that what's the Cheshivus of Malacha? That they're done in the Mishkan. If you do these Malachas in the Mishkan, that's what gives them Cheshivus, and that's the connection between the Mishkan and Shabbos. What's done in the Mishkan has Cheshivus, and Mimela, that's going to be Nisr Malacha and Shabbos. Because only what's done for Malachas Shemaim has Cheshivus. So there's a Salka Daitach, there's a Havamina, that this Cheshivus is only Chal when all the Malachas are done together. Because then you can look at these Malachas in their totality and say these Malachas created the Mishkan. Because let's say you wouldn't do all the Malachas. Is there going to be Asherah Sashchina if you're missing parts of the Mishkan? No. You have to do it right. The Torah gives you exact measurements. This is how you get the Shechina. And you have to do the Malachas to get these, to build the Mishkan as necessary. So you might think that you need them all, because then you have the totality of the Mishkan. That has a Cheshivus, because we're talking about the Cheshivus of the Malachas. That was our Nosei. The Cheshivus of the Malachas. When do the Malachas have Cheshivus? When you do all of them. You might think when you do all of them, and that's what builds the Mishkan. And each one independently is garnished. What does each one independently accomplish? You might think. But if you do them all, then you have a Mishkan. Maybe you need to do all of them. Kulam, but it's true. If you do all of them, now each one has independent importance. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, malacha loisasu. So it's mashma, each malacha independently, like the Maharshal says. So after all is said and done, ain't a chinami. You're only going to be chayiv if you do, you're going to be chayiv even for each independent malacha. Why? Because if you do all 39 malachas and you build a Mishkan, so it turns out that each cog in the machine, each malacha, had great chashivas. Because it all relates to the, each malacha relates to the totality of the Mishkan. So then you have the pasuk to tell you, okay, chayv skila, for one is chayv skila, I don't like to say you. One is chayv skila for each malacha independently. And that's what it says, b'char shuv katzir tishbos, chayv shtayim. Because if you do all the 39 malachas, then you're over an charish b'fnei atzmo and katzir b'fnei atzmo. And the nafkamina l'maisa from all of this is only gabi chiluk chatos. That you'll bring two chatos, an charish and an katzir, after you did all the Lamites Malachas. Because can you kill a guy 39 times? Can't kill somebody 39 times. So again, ultimately, each Malacha has a Cheshivus. And therefore, you're going to bring a separate Karban Chatas for each Malacha. But maybe you're only bringing these carbon chattises after you did all 39 malachas. So yeah, the Torah says kol malacha. Like the Maharshal said, the Maharshal is correct. Yes, each malacha. But only each malacha after you've done all the malachas. Because only after you have the totality of the malachas does each malacha have independent value and importance. And you're not going to be chayav for only one malacha, because what's one malacha alone? So even after we say, okay, so you're going to be chayv in each malacha, but only after you've done all 39. And what's the nafkamina going to be? Is the nafkamina going to be that you kill the guy 39 times? It's very, very difficult to kill a person 39 times. Like I like when they say you got four life sentences. Oh, Rav Tzimitzrovsky Shlita, who was a Ram in Yeshivas HaKoysel when I was a bacher there. So he had a joke that they gave a guy four life sentences, and then if he gets out in good behavior, if he exhibits good behavior, he's going to only have two life sentences. Okay, it's not going to help him very much, right? So he can't kill a guy 39 times, but he can bring 39 chatos. So you might think Yitaka need all to do all of the malachas, and then you're going to be chayiv for each one bifnei atzma, a charish bifnei atzma, a katzir bifnei atzma, but only after you've done all 39. So the nafkamina is going to be the gabi chilek chatos. So you have to do all 39 malachas in order to be chayiv for each one bifnei atzma, because only then they have the chashivas of the mishkan. So memeila lemaisa, there's only a chi of skila when you did all of the malachas. So when he does all of the malachas, now in theory, b'teoria, he's chayiv now misa 39 times. The only thing is you can't get, because now each malacha has independent importance since you did all of them. You just can't kill him 39 times, you only get him once. But the nafkamina is going to be legabe the chatos. So that's the habamina. When are you going to be chayiv and karish for katzir shtayim? When you did all of them. But each one alone you don't need to do. Each one alone isn't mechayiv v'chatos. And that's why the Gemara comes along and has the alfusa. And what's the alfusa? From Havara. Chichayiv and Havara without doing all the other ones. And therefore each malacha independently. So now we can understand Rashi's Svara. We didn't understand what's Rashi's Svara. You need to do all 39. The answer is because what chashivas does the malacha have independently alone? And the answer is, it only has chashivas, ain't a chinami. If you did all 39. And once you did all 39, then now each malacha has its own chashivas. And therefore, a person's going to be chayiv misa 39 times, and a person's going to be chayiv 39 chatos. So kamash malon lo sevaru, no, one malach is enough. And who adin shar malachas? Yushav nami, says Moraine of Rabbeinu, Barov Gionuso. Atosis. Now we also understand Tosis. Dimiminyana who disal kadaitach, the boy she asks, is called Lamites Malachas. Right, does that have a minion? Since you have a minion, so that means you have to do all 39. The Kashyal is a canal. Mibacharishu vokatsir tishbos. So we have a question from Bacharishu vokatsir tishbos. How would you think you have to do all 39? The Yishlamer Shagam, the Tosis Yisod HaHavamina can inspire mitzat chashivas ha-malachas lasa al-bavit kula. No, Tos also holds. The HaHavamina is because of the chashivas of the malachas. When do the malachas have chashivas? When you do them all. Ela desvir lei, the leka HaHavamina kazu below agilu miminyana. So where does this HaHavamina come from? Right? Because on one hand, you have the minion of 39. On the other hand, you have Bechar Shuvah Katsir Tishbos telling you you're chayiv just for Charisha and Katsira. So if you're already chayiv for Charisha and Katsira, then what's the chashivas of the minion? So the answer is you have the minion to tell you it's only chashiv if you did them all. That's why you have this havamina. The 39 is to tell you have to do them all. And that's why it says Bechar Shuvah Katsir, to tell you that after you did them all, you're going to be chayiv on the charisha and the katsira. But there's no hechreach from the pasuk of v'charishu v'katzir tishbo, so you don't have to do all 39 in order to be chayav on charisha and katzir alone. Like we said, b'das Rashi. No, you have to do all 39. And only then you're chayav on charisha and katzir alone. And that's why we have the minyan. Because charisha and katzir only have chashivas when you do all the malachas. And once you do all the malachas, then you're chayav independently on each one. But you have to do them all. And then again, we have the kamash milan of avara, that one is enough. So Mamela Faren for the Kasha of Rabbi Kivager and the Svasemis, that it's Mefurish B'divar of Nasim B'Braisa from the Charish of a Katsir Tishbos, that it's just Charish and Katsir alone. So Mapitom all 39. And the answer is, it's not Charish and Katsir alone. What it means in the Gemara is that Charish and Katsir together with all the 39 Melachas, you're Chayiv on Charish and Katsir after you've done all the 39. And then you're Chayiv on each one L'chudei. It says in the Mechilta, here on this pasuk, Rabbi Nosson Oymer, Lo Sivar Reish Lama Neemar. Why does it say Lo Sivar Reish? The Fishinemar, Vayakil Moshe. Since it says in the Torah, Vayakil Moshe, Shemein Lo Yechai Ba'al Shiyabar Al Shloshim Teshem Malachas. I might think because it says Vayakil Moshe, you're only chayv when you do all 39. You might think that. So Tamalom Lo Sivar, you don't have to do all 39. So you're chayiv for each of the 39 independently. So the chorus is hard to understand. Why does Rav Nosson start off with Vayakel Moshe? Because it says Vayakel Moshe, I might think that you're only going to be chayiv when you're over on all 39. Only then there's a chayiv. Ma pitom. What's the Vayakel Moshe have to do with being chayiv on all 39? Based on what we said, it's beautiful. Because the yisod of Vayakel is because there's a chashivas of malacha. Right? Why did Moshe gather them all together? Because Rova Torah Tzluya Batz, Mamish So Chashiv. Because it's telling you what it's telling about the Chashivas of the Malachas, like we spoke about. That we're all gathered together to tell you like a big Yisod of the Torah. And that is that all that you do should be for Hashem. All that you do should be part of Melechas Shemayim. And it only has Chashivas if it's used for Melechas Shemayim. And therefore Moshe gathered them all. So you might think, oh, you know why these Malachas are Chashiv? Because they're melechas hamishkans. And therefore you might think that it's only chashiv if you're doing all 39. Kamash milan, no! You're chayv for each one independently. Does this have a meaning you need 39? Because of Vayakel Moshe? Because of Vayakel gives it the chashivas. You have to gather them all together like we said, that parash zuba hakel namra, because rov gufei HaTorah tzliyim ba, like we see in Kedosh. So it's such a chashiv thing to tell you that all your malachas should be malachas shamayim. So you might think that you have to do, since it's so important, these malachas on Mishkan, you have to do all 39. Kamash milan, that you don't. And therefore, Rav Nosson starts with Vayakel Moshe. That's beautiful. There is still more to say, Rabbi said. What can I tell you? This is mamish. This is pilei plos, how gishmak this is. And please God, in the next shir, we will see more niflos mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. And if you're still following this after this year, and it's mamish, you get this week's prize for being a tremendous Talmud Chacham and Ohev Torah. And that's really what we're striving for, to love the Torah and to try to understand every word. Behashkafa, Bemachshava, Behalacha, Beemuna, in every area. understand Torah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li neder, we will hopefully continue in the next shir and see more neflas. Shalom, shalom.